apathy. Apathy is a lack of interest, concern, or emotion, a flat-lined, comatose-like state of living that feels like nothing. But hope and apathy cannot coexist. Hope believes things can always get better. Apathy says, I don't care. Hope tries to find ways to tear down walls and build bridges. Apathy says, why even try, or let someone else do it. To live hope means to engage in the world around you, to come alive to how God wants to break your heart and build compassion for others. I'm going to keep choosing to look at the world through the lens of hope. I'm Mark Smeby with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, the weekend is over and this Monday belongs to you, the birthday people who celebrate September 14th as their birthday. Let's get to the list and say happy birthday. Sandra Frazier, she starts us off this morning. Happy birthday. Brother Junior Lee, what's happening, my man? That's a tall drink of water right there. That's my man right there. He celebrates his birthday today. Miss Deborah Moore Richardson, happy birthday to you. We got Isaiah Figgins on the birthday list. Let's take time to say happy birthday to him. Miss Nichelle Volson, good morning. And a happy birthday to you. And so we say happy birthday, Linnell Jett Brown, who's also raising money for the American Heart Association. We wish you all the best in that endeavor. Miss Myesha Threets is on the birthday list today. Happy birthday. We want to say happy cake day. Elijah Nelson celebrating his birthday today. Miss Chantel Corley, good morning and happy birthday. Nikki Dennery Smith, she's on the birthday list this morning. We want to take time to say a special happy birthday, Miss Sharonda Adams. Happy birthday to you, Sharonda. Nicole, I love you, Sewell. She's celebrating today in fine fashion. So is Miss Red Rhea. Miss, happy birthday to you. Jacqueline Santana rounds out the birthday list this morning. Happy birthday to you and to all the birthday people everywhere. We want your cake day to be awfully special, and we also want you to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
If you happen to run across any of the birthday people around town, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. We're in phase three, by the way, so hey, it's all good. Hey, listen, we are faced with a lot of different challenges these days, and 2020 has been a year certainly of challenges with the death of some celebrities, with the COVID-19, and with the hurricanes, the natural disasters, the wildfires happening in the West. It seems everywhere we turn, there's something going on, trying to take our attention away from what's really important. And what's important is our connection to the living God, the God, our Father, who has our back. Now, we've got to know that the foundation of our faith is firm. Whenever things start to happen around you, it's happening to try to shake your faith. The same thing happened to the Apostle Peter when he stepped out of the boat. Jesus told him to come. And when Jesus commanded him to come, that meant come. Nothing was going to happen to him. He should have taken heart and should have stood on that. If Jesus said come, it's all good. You've seen Jesus calm storms. You've seen Jesus feed over 8,000 people. So, I'm saying this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Let's get back to our foundation. Let's make sure that we are rooted and grounded in God and His Word and His promise to never leave us or forsake us. Amen. Hey, thank you for listening to the Wade Hampton Show. We're looking to do this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Go ahead. Keep the radio right where it is. We've got a wonderful broadcast day ahead for you. Hey, listen, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? they're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable, okay? Hey, and if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
It belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me. And I have everything to make salvation complete. 'Cause I know the work is already done by the power of His blood. I know it's mine. It belongs to me.
I want to invite you to check out the Wade Hampton Show every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central, right here. I'll play the music that will motivate you throughout your day, and we'll have interesting topics that will help you to live your very best life. So, at home, at work, or in your automobile, join the Ham Camp. Right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
We have your attention because
let me tell you about a man who knows all of my flaws but still loves me. Let me introduce you to this man who will never bring your past up again.
If you're not too busy,
do you have a minute to listen about the one who
I can't really put it in the words, but that's just
there is just something about
me. I know
that I cannot live without him.
We want to tell you about him. He's
my healer, my savior,
my way maker,
my way maker, my joy, my provider,
strong tower,
my strong tower,
but most importantly,
and he
I can't.